brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, you've got a real opportunity to hear an amazing 10-hour presentation. That doesn't even mean you have to agree with it all, but it'll certainly get you thinking. Normally, all his shows sell out. In fact, the one in last year in New York totally did. A huge group of people. I think there's a few tickets left for that at davidicke.com. But the Cleveland one, he was telling me, hadn't been promoted a ton, so it's actually got quite a few tickets left. Go to davidicke.com if you want to hear him speak tomorrow. If you live in that area, anywhere around Cleveland, be able to hear David Icke speak. David, continuing, you got cut off by the break. Do you remember what you were bringing up?
Yeah, I was. I was talking about these personality types that they have systematically targeted for the uniform and doxy professions. Narcissists, a psychological condition characterized by self-preoccupation, lack of empathy, and unconscious deficits in self-esteem. And it's the unconscious deficits in self-esteem that cause these people to act absolutely over the top. When you challenge them, it's like, how dare you challenge me? You know, people getting tasered for just asking for the law that they're being arrested under. And the other one is the psychopath, which is very close. A person with an antisocial personality disorder manifested in aggressive, perverted, criminal, or immoral behavior without empathy, here we go again, or remorse. And, of course, all over America and increasingly around the world, you're seeing exactly that type of personality in the uniform professions, policing, you know, protests and peaceful protests and what have you, and with their brutality. And it's been systematically done. See, they don't, when you want to control the population, you don't want to employ people to enforce your will who have a conscience. That's your worst nightmare. You want people who, I get it, you've described it, mate, who get a kick from enforcing these things upon other people. That's why they're targeting these personalities, and there's been this transformation of the personality in the police around the world from the old school. And any of those that remain, then their daily life must be a nightmare when they live among this stuff now, to this psychopathic, narcissistic, brutal control freak that we see increasingly in uniform.
Well, I tell you, I should do a news report on this because over the years I've seen the articles, I've read it. Every time I mention it, people don't believe me. But you can find mainstream news. We're going back about 20 years under federal grants. They will not hire officers with over 100 IQ. That's where it starts. Then they have these specialized psychological tests that are between 500 and 1,200 questions, and they can actually, and they say, oh, we're identifying if you're a liar or whatever. No, they are identifying. Before, they wanted tough guys that would follow orders and wanted to protect people. You know, in the old days, it was you weren't in too many fistfights in high school or whatever. You know, your family doesn't, you know, you don't come from tough guys, we don't want you. Or you know, but now it's, they literally want people that relish dominating. And that's why I've been in New York and places and seen women walk over and go, officer, do you know where this is? Do I look like a phone book? I'll arrest you right now. I mean, yeah. It is just outrageous. They want you to know you are trash. We are God.
Yeah, like the guy walking down from his shift at Los Angeles Airport was banging his chest like Godzilla, shouting, I have the power. This is the mentality that we're dealing with, and it's been systematically done, and therefore the relationship, the dynamic between law enforcement and police and government and police has now dramatically changed, and they want to push us down this road even to more extreme levels because they want their new world order enforced by thuggery, and we're seeing it now, and it's not in the future. It's sometime never over the rainbow. We're living it.
Well, Hitler, with his brown shirts, hired all the criminals. Stalin unleashed them all out of the prisons and made them commanders.
It's exactly the same principle. You know, what you see is a blueprint. I see blueprints everywhere. And, of course, if you get something that works, well, why change it? So, therefore, it becomes a blueprint. Therefore, you can see it through the generations and in different historical situations. It's absolutely the same. It's absolutely the same as what happened in Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia and the Soviet Union that followed. That's exactly the blueprint, the Chinese blueprint. It happens there in a very
incredible
extreme way, obviously.
If I was a film director and I was doing central casting for a dystopic nightmare future, for a checkpoint. I'll finish the story when we come back. David Icke, we'll get into Iran straight.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're doing a few more minutes with David Icke, author, researcher, former head of the UK Green Party. We've got into some pretty wild issues, but the globalists are doing crazy things, so who knows. We were talking about how, on record now, they psychologically profile police to be narcissistic people that want to dominate, and then they also then profile for psychopaths to put them, what they call them, high-functioning psychopaths, in the command positions. Now, they haven't completed this conversion yet, but they're starting to get close. And Hitler, of course, hired a bunch of thugs, the brown shirts. We talked about what happened with Stalin opening up the prisons and putting aggravated felons and rapists and murderers in command positions. This is what tyrants do, and you were mentioning that it's a blueprint. And it is. They hired the former head of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, to set up Homeland Security. That's on record. You can't make this stuff up. But if I was doing central casting, David, for a dystopic future America under a police state, I would hire thuggish looking, crazy eyed looking, mean people who would have, you know, slit, you know, their eyebrows down, looking through slits hatefully when families drive up to a checkpoint. You know, it's not enough to have them in black uniforms strutting around like third world countries. They've got to be looking at you with hate And, man, you pull up to these warrantless checkpoints now. I've actually pulled up to them, but they've got them all over the country. And they'll tell you, get out of that car and get over there. I mean, and you watch them. And I've been in New York and seen the Hercules teams, guys in black uniforms with their guns. They just get off and everybody looking at them. They'll sit there for 10 hours just getting off and everyone's scared of me. I'm powerful. It looks clownish to those of us that are real men and realize just what a pile of weak cowardice they are. You can see the weakness right there in front of you. You know, I mean, a real man wants to defend humanity and strong. They don't want to stand around and bug their eyes out and you know, cops ordering people around. And I've been in New York a few months ago, and there was a parade out there when I went for a walk, and they were just barking at people and looking at everyone. I mean, if I made a dystopic movie, David, it could not – if the police acted this thuggish and hateful towards the public – and it's not like this in all cities – you wouldn't believe the movie because it would be too over the top. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have reached the level of almost it being farcical. It's a B movie we're living through, and these people are emotional cripples. You know, people who are deeply, deeply insecure have to externalize their sense of success. So, you know, people who have security or are secure within themselves, they're happy just to live their lives. They don't need people constantly confirming how powerful they are or how important they are or successful they are. And so the insecure people, they're the ones that drive down the street at 5 miles an hour in the Bentley so everyone can see them and all that stuff, because they need externalized confirmation that they're okay people. This is why people want more and more money. Oh, we've got a bigger house. And, oh, yeah, they're externalizing their insecurity. And you get the same process with these emotional cripples in uniform. They're externalizing their sense of self, because by frightening people and intimidating people and watching the people being intimidated, they get their sense of power, their sense of how big they are, because they're just pathetic. I mean, they are little boys in short trousers. That's what I see. The playground bully. You know, I had a childhood experience with a playground bully, which actually taught me a lot about the rest of my life, actually. And I remember it. You know, and what happened, short story or long story short, is the playground bully turned out to be a coward. And that's what these people are behind all this stuff. And when you challenge them in the most, you know, pleasant way, the taser comes out, or this comes out, you know, the aggression comes, because they cannot stand their apparently massive but actually very, very fragile ego being challenged. And this is the mentality. And because I travel so much, it's everywhere. They did the same to protesters in Melbourne and Sydney while I was in Australia in very recent dates. The same mentality is being employed all over the world, because it's a global blueprint.
It is. I mean, that's the proof. Now they admit there's global standardization. And global in Australia to the UK to Canada, the US, they take blood for now 40 years secretly. Standardization of the electronics. This is global. This is global blueprint.
Yeah, and it's very simple. The way they've done it, I explain this in my talks, in my books. What they've created, Alex, is the global version of a transnational corporation. The headquarters at operational level is in Europe, in places like Belgium, City of London, Rome, Germany, France, and to an extent America, but not as much as you think. You know, what they've done with America is they've set America up as the fall guy, so America fires the bullets, but they're overwhelmingly loaded in Europe.
Yeah, we've always been the big enemy because we went against them for a short period. We're set up to take all the blame, pay for everything, and then be destroyed.
Exactly that. That's exactly the story. If you look at McDonald's, they have a headquarters in Europe, and then they have subsidiaries in all around the world. And the subsidiary has to impose the corporate global blueprint of the headquarters.
The corporate vision, the corporate message, the corporate handbook.
Yeah. So you go into McDonald's in Moscow or Johannesburg or Sydney or London, and you go into the same McDonald's. Now, what these people, this cabal has set up, is exactly the same, but it's secret societies and bloodline families. So you've got the headquarters in Europe, what I call the spider, and it dictates the global agenda and the timeline for its unfolding. Then, in each country, you've got a network of bloodline families under different names and the secret society network, which manipulates them and their agents and gophers into power. And their job job is to impose in their sphere of influence, their country, the centrally dictated blueprint agenda. And therefore, the same things are coming in, like smart meters and all this stuff, all over the world at the same time. And then there's another level in which the subsidiary network in the country has subsidiary networks within the country that control the cities and the towns and the regions. And so it's this kind of holographic blueprint where every part of the network is a smaller version of the whole that they can orchestrate this global agenda through. And it's been in place now for a long time. And this is where it's working. And this is why you'll find the same narcissistic, psychopathic personality being employed in law enforcement all over the world because it's centrally dictated through this network.
Well, they're administering the same psychological test, and all of that's compartmentalized. They say the test score means one thing, but decoded, if you look at the test, I've seen articles, it's really, okay, we've got a sociopath, we've got a psychopath, is he a high-functioning psychopath? Put him in a low level, watch him, see if we can move him up.
Right.
Because they don't want an out-of-control one. And then they mainly just want dumb kind of, we're the good guys, do what I say or I taser you. Did you see, boss? Did you see? That's kind of like the general group they want on the bottom. And heaven help these people. It's incredible. Now, we're going to let you go and go to here in just a moment and go to Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And I appreciate all your time, David. You're going to be speaking in New York coming up later. People can find out in just a few days at davidicke.com. But in closing, we keep mentioning Iran. We've only got a few minutes before the break. What's happening geopolitically there? The talk of the euro collapsing, France plots eurozone breakup group. But the breakup group is just the central IMF World Bank sucking everybody dry. You've got the floor, David Icke. Break down what's happening globally, geopolitically.
Well, in terms of Iran, you know, we talked a little while ago and you put the wish list map up there, and right in the middle of the wish list of countries they wish to take over in that part of the world is Iran. And so you need an excuse, and they've been trying to find an excuse for a long time and they've not been able to. And what we're seeing now is like, you know, with Iraq, it was like, okay, we'll have to explain how they got weapons of mass destruction and go into a bit of detail and all this stuff. But now they've reached the point, well, look, here's an excuse. I don't care if you don't accept it. This is the excuse. Okay, boys, in you go. And so we now have these ludicrous things like Saudi Arabian ambassadors being, you know, having their attempts on their lives, absolute bloody nonsense and all that stuff. And I think it was very significant that this Zionist, Elena Ross Lettinen, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, pushed through this, H.R. 1905, which basically makes it illegal to have American diplomacy with Iran. And because they don't want diplomacy, they don't want an end to it diplomatically. There's an agenda to attack Iran and take over Iran. And it's coming out of Israel, which is controlled by the House of Rothschild. It's their fiefdom. It's nothing to do with the homeland for Jewish people. That's just a front the Rothschilds put up to hide what they're doing. And they control America. And so together they work as one unit. America is not the superpower that it seems to be. It is the super poodle of Israel, because that's the fiefdom of the Rothschilds, who also control America. And Iran's on their wish list, so therefore they're going to find a way of going in. If they can't find an excuse that works, they'll find one that doesn't. And we've got this International Atomic Agency now, another Rothschild front that is coming up with the means and the excuse to go into Iran. It's all building up, because what they want is a third world war to come out of the Middle and Near East. And what's happening on the other side now, and it's starting to move, they want a war between the European Union and North America, etc., and Russia and China. And now we're having the Russian and Chinese authorities saying, you know, basically, if you mess with Pakistan, you mess with us. Don't go into Iran. It's all building up to this third world conflict that they've been talking about for so long. And they've got now this organization called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And now there are moves to bring Pakistan, Iran, and India into that. And so the two sides are being very clearly created, which is the Russians and the Chinese on one side, and the European Union and North America on the other side, exactly as they want. And Iran, if they go for that, that has the potential for bringing these two groups of powers together. And it's being done systematically, because when you get deep into this, you find that the Chinese are actually controlled by the same people that control America and the European Union.
Yeah, the globalists are playing everybody off against each other to then bring in the world government.
Putin's one of their people. The Chinese are one of their people. This is why the Rockefellers and Maurice Strong and Kissinger and
it's
Bush
on record. It's incredible. David, let me say bye here in the break.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Babylon system is the vampire sucking the blood of the children.
Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah. Sucking the children day by day.
Bob Chapman joins us for the next 40 minutes. The International Forecaster.com. Really appreciate him coming on with us. Got a lot of news on Iran to cover. You know, I remember reading the documents from the mid-70s where they said they'd create 10 regions within three mega regions, Asia Union, European Union, North American Union, America's Union, and then have currency battles and then merge those. So that's how we knew what would happen. But the first person I heard in the last 5 years start saying they will completely collapse the euro and then bring it in to a new system was Bob Chapman, and he joins us now. Here are the headlines, and Bob really needs no introduction, real finance and financial news expert. London Telegraph, France plots Eurozone breakup group. Now they're saying Italy's too big. So we told you, Bob told you, they would snack on Ireland, snack on Greece, snack on Iceland, and never having any intention. And then, oh my gosh, Italy, oh my gosh, Spain, it's too big, oh my gosh. So this is big. This is going to affect the global economy in a big way. What's the plan? Are they in control? How'd you predict it, Bob? Where's it going?
Well, not in control. And that's important. Their plans have gone upside down. Literally, just overnight, over the last 6 to 8 weeks, and that's really overnight, they started printing their own currencies, the Deutschmark and the Franc, just in case that they need them. And they also wanted to extend the money allocated to bail out these countries. There was $516 billion allocated, and they wanted to use derivatives to bring it to $1.4 trillion. And I get the feeling they've given up that idea because of the German federal court and just the general lay of the land, so to speak, as to how Europeans feel about that. So the next thing they have to do is to ring post their banks in each one of the countries. It's just like, let's circle the wagons. And they're going to have to bail out because they don't have an instrument to bail out these six countries. They're going to have to bail out their own banks. And the reason why is that they're so heavily invested in the bonds of Italy, like in the case of France and Spain and so on. And so how they're going to do it is they're going to give money, like they did in the United States, to the banking structure, and that'll keep them going, and the write-offs will come. They'll probably be spread over a number of years, so they'll go into keeping two sets of books. And what they're going to do is, at first at least, tell the countries, and they have no provision for this, incidentally, in their charter or whatever it's called. They have no provision for anybody to leave. So they want to make provision very quickly that countries can default in their debt, leave the Eurozone, but remain in the European Union. And they're doing that right now. Now, the next thing that they'll do is try to close in and strengthen the block of Eurozone countries that are left, which would be 11. And I would think maybe some of them might fall by the wayside. And that's what they're going to try to do to keep the euro alive. Will it work? I don't think so. The reason why is the debt is so tremendous. And at the same time, you have the economies of the entire world, but particularly in Europe, in the United States, going down, and of course the exporters to those areas, they're going down in manufacturing and services.
So simply put, Bob, to interrupt, how does it end? We're seeing all these statements now by world leaders, global depression, run for the hills. Are they trying to just get more power or more bailouts out of this because they're already getting those? Or is this a genuine panic, and what's going to happen?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think they are panicked that they didn't see far enough ahead to do the things that they should have done to make the thing work. It was put together like a jigsaw puzzle, and I won't go into it again. But the point is this, that they're having trouble controlling it, and they really want to keep that euro block. And so bailing out the banks nationally, one by one, within each country, will be the job of each country. They'll have to print money to do that. It's going to be very inflationary, but they don't care.
Okay, so wait. So what we said last week, the signals are really getting strong. for everybody to turn the printing presses up on high like Italy's done. Let's talk about what that's going to do and all the bank run talk we're seeing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Back live. We are here again Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Back Sundays. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Bob Chapman is our guest today. Bob, it's like a dream, though. We've known all this is coming. We've got the globalist documents. Now they're doing it. World government's being openly announced. The Vatican's calling for it. All these other big institutions are. There's incredible corruption everywhere. Everywhere we look, government shipping guns into Mexico, drugs back in, Penn State now, you know, they're reporting and investigating donors for money with kids. I mean, it's frightening how high this evil goes and the type of webs that evil people spin, that those of us that aren't wicked, that is consciously, willfully wicked, we're all wicked in one way or another, but the truly wicked, we're blind to their evil. And we need to be able to admit it and face up to it, or suffer the doom of so many other civilizations when these cancers are allowed to just grow out of control. But going back to the situation in Europe, Now you were the first. I'm not trying to toot your horn. You know, I don't do this with all of our guests, but pretty much all of our regular guests are people who've been accurate over and over again. That's who I keep going back to the well on. But I remember you a year ago saying, or more than a year, that U.S. embassies were quietly getting a whole bunch of different currencies together. I remember you close to a year ago saying that Germany and France and others were looking at printing up their old currency. Now that's finally come out in the news that they've been doing that. So you've got a lot of sources out there. What do you expect to happen now? In a limited range, what do you think is going to happen next in Europe? And what do you say to those that email me and say, stop talking about Europe. It doesn't affect us. They don't understand that half the bailout money we paid went to Europe. They don't understand that the whole economy is global and connected. And then expanding out from there, people pulling their money out of the mega banks, more and more talk of bank closures. What about bank runs?
Well, bank runs are possible. But today they learn from what went on during the 30s and at other times. And what they do is merge the banks or go in and take them over so the run doesn't happen. Toward the end, that won't work, but at least for the time being, it will. As far as Europe's concerned, they're going to allow these six countries to leave the European Union, go back to the original currencies, but they'll be out of the Eurozone. And then they'll have their tight little group left within the Eurozone, and hopefully that will function for them, and they'll still have the Euro. But I don't think that's going to work out that way. And as I said earlier, the banks are the problem, and they have to refinance the banks. And in that process, they have very, very high inflation. And yes, it does affect us in the United States because we export. We do a lot of business with Europe. And then on top of that, what's going to happen is that the banks in New York, and, you know, the figure was $170 billion, and right now it's like $550 billion worth of credit default swaps that were written, most of which just in the last several months, on debt of these countries that had sold a debt that was questionable, that was bought by France and other stronger countries. And so what these banks have done in New York, for whatever reason, is they're covering a lot of the losses. So if these banks default in these six countries, then the amount of money that's going to be lost is probably $2 or $3 trillion. But the banks in New York are going to pay insurance on $500 billion of that. So it is going to affect us. $500 billion is a lot of money, even for banks. And so what's going to happen is that they're going to have to get bailed out again as well, because they're operating on two sets of books already, just like the banks in Europe, and they're all insolvent at the present time. And so this will just make them more insolvent. So that is going to affect you. Because if the government needs the money, they go to the Fed, they print it up, so to speak, out of thin air. The money goes back to the Treasury or directly from the Fed to the banks, and they use that money to function, to keep from going under. But there's two sides to everything, and the other side is massive inflation. And that's why today the stock market's way up, 276 points. But gold is up over $30, making up yesterday's loss. You can't keep it down. Why? Because people see what's going to happen.
So where does it go short-term and then long-term, Bob?
Short-term, I think you'll have a negative hiatus for the next 2 to 3 months. And then they'll go into action and they're going to tell you what they're going to do, or at least what they want you to know. And then after that, it'll get worse again. And so we'll probably, the nations in Europe that are not insolvent will go sideways. The ones that are insolvent will start going under.
How will the establishment respond to that? Launch a new war as a political distraction?
Could be. As we all know, the Israelis have been making noises again. And I thought the comment in the private conversation between Mr. Sarkozy and Mr. Obama was very telling. When it says, this guy is a liar, and the other guy says, well, I got to talk to him every day. You get off easy. But anyway, sure, they're planning a war. They got to take out Syria first. And that could trigger a third world war. There's a Russian base there. Is Russia prepared? Is China prepared? And, of course, they know what's going on. Their intelligence services, I promise you, are just as good as ours, at least the Russians are. And so we don't know which way they're going to roll on this one. Are they going to go to war against America with their friends in the BRIC nations? I think it's a toss-up. I just don't know.
Well, Bob, let's go back. I mean, personally, I mean, that, earlier in the week, I didn't really cover that. I should have, but my gut is that they know Israel is strongly looking at hitting Iran and has said they will. And the West wants some plausible deniability, but Obama and Sarkozy are overheard by the blogger, and then Reuters confirms. I mean, don't you think that that's just an attempt to leak that out, to then act like the West wasn't involved in this?
Well, it's not only that. It's a distraction, and it's a reason to keep their heel on Israel, to keep them from attacking Iran or others. And I think more than anything else, it was a warning. You know, look, we can expose you anytime we want.
All right, I want to bring Ted Anderson in here, and then I'm going to get into some other news with you concerning the police state, Bob Chapman. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here with us, of course, 30-plus years in gold and silver business as well. I don't know, 14, 15 years with Midas Resources. Ted, looking at this situation that you're seeing in the world right now, gold and silver steadily rising in the last few weeks. Again, they can drive it down for a few months by raising the margin call on speculation, but then that just runs out the speculators, who a lot of times are actually driving down the price. So tell us where gold and silver is right now.
Well, gold is at $1,787.90, Alex. It hit a high today of $1,789.60, low today of $1,761.70. Actually, it opened up at that because yesterday was a corrective day where gold hit a bottom somewhere around that 1760 range and then came shooting right back up. Silver today right now is at 34.82, seeing a high today of 34.95, low today of 33.78. Gold is up $28.90 right now presently, silver up 69 cents. But Bob is right. I mean, Indians right now in India, I'm talking about not a Native American Indian, are fleeing bonds right now, and they're going into gold in a big way, like to the tune of 78.7 billion rupees. I was over there earlier this year, not in India, but in Singapore, and I looked into those gold shops where they had that 24-karat gold chain hanging there, and it was just jam-packed full. But what's going on here, right here in the United States, is the largest municipality ever just filed bankruptcy. Alabama, Jefferson County, just filed bankruptcy, and that's going to be a huge effect on the economy because, I mean, when those big municipalities start to fall apart, you look at others. I mean, we all know that California's in trouble. There's a whole long list of states here just in the United States that are having problems. Bonds are a dangerous play right now. People are starting to look at that, not only here, but in the world, and that's why you see this flee. India specifically are getting out of bonds and going straight to gold.
Well, they certainly are, and look, you know, every time that they artificially drive down the price of gold and silver, I always point out that if you look at the 10, 12-year graph, 5-year graph, 2-year graph, it's going straight up. They'll dip it for a while, but then it always continues. If you look at the larger graph, I mean, that's simple. Gold was $260 11 years ago. Now it's, you know, $1,800 or whatever. Silver was $5. Now it's 30-something. Speculatively, you know, it ran up to right at 50, but then went back down. The point is, it's because globally, and I know I talk like I'm talking to 5-year-olds, but I get calls, emails. Some people still don't understand this. oil, housing, gold, silver, all this stuff, even if we're in a depression, is going to go up in price because they're massively moving towards devaluing the currencies. And so
depression of the 1930s, gold went from $22 an ounce to $36 an ounce because in order for the United States to gain that world currency, we had to have something that was still backed by gold. They artificially just increased the price for the Bretton Woods Agreement, but that's what we're going to be back looking at again because the United States currency this time is going to be taking a hit when we have this economic crisis.
Well, you're right, Ted, but again... people need to understand that if the signal's being given that on top of all of the devaluation and money printing we've seen, that all these major nations are now going to basically have a race in devaluing their currencies, I mean, gold could go up to stratospheric levels. I mean, if people think $1,800 an ounce is a lot now, Bob, I mean, I'm even seeing mainstream media now kind of talk like Bob Chapman or some of the other economists we have on. I mean, is the signal really being given, as some are saying, to now really accelerate the printing of money?
Well, I have to, and it's going to be worldwide. It's the only way that they can continue to reorganize, as I call it, the banking entities within each country, and they'll link them up again later like they did previously. But the expansion of money and credit is going to continue to monetize and continue to cause inflation. You know, the U.S. may say real inflation is 3.8%, when in fact they know it's not, and so doesn't everybody in Wall Street and Washington. So what do they got? They got 11.4, 11.6. That's really high inflation. And it's going to get worse. And what does that do? Like Alex said, it drives money into other things. People don't want to hold cash. And to me, the only place to be is gold and silver, coins, bullion, and shares. And that's it. There is no place else to go as far as I'm concerned.
Ted, we're going to break here in a moment. I'm going to come back and hit a few final news items with Bob Chapman that are of particular import. But I believe people need to get involved in gold and silver now. I buy my gold and silver from Midas Resources. I am proud to promote Midas Resources. I only promote what I believe for myself is a great decision. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not perfect, but I think I'm giving people good advice to get into gold and silver, and the best place to get it is Midas Resources. I hope people do not wait as the economy globally slides into oblivion. Now is the time to get gold and silver from my research. I mean, people think gold was too much to buy at $500 an ounce. Well, I waited too long, I won't get it. Then it was too much at 800 or 1,000 or 1,200 or 14, 15, 16, 17, 1,800. It's not that gold's gone up, it's that the dollar has gone down in value. I know that's simple, but people still don't understand. So they say, well, then why does Ted Anderson want Federal Reserve notes for gold? Well, that's a silly, silly, childlike COINTELPRO statement. Obviously, Ted Anderson, for his investment, buys gold and silver, one of his main investments, myself included, just not as an investment, but as an emergency fund backup for my family and this operation. But obviously, it's taking more of those Federal Reserve notes every day to get that gold. And then that's the currency we trade it in. Okay. But then as that dollar dies or as it's devalued, we have the real store of wealth now. So you're putting something that's transitory, easily manipulated into something historically that has a lot more value than fiat currencies. It's very elementary. Ted Anderson, tell people the big list of gold and silver coins you've got. These are the radio specials. These are not even on the internet, except for one of them, the two silver coins and the book and the video deal. That is on the internet at InfoWars.com. You see the get two silver dollars, get two free gifts free. That is the only one of these deals available on the web. Ted, tell folks about the radio specials.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the obvious things to do is to pick up that fifth of an ounce of gold, that franc coin, for $389, just due to the fact that you get a full year subscription to Bob's newsletter, the International Forecaster. I mean, that's like buying gold at $1,000 an ounce, and we all know that it's trading closer to $1,800 an ounce. But still, Alex, I think it's very important that people have circulated silver dimes. It's just a small piece of silver that can be used in the market, you know, for buying whatever you need, $2,625. And what a ridiculous statement. Why would I take Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver? There may be a time in the future where I won't be able to because the dollar's lost that much purchasing power. But that's like asking, why would the grocery store sell groceries when they know they have to eat? You know, it's obviously that the business of the production is what makes it valuable. And there's no question about it. People should be getting into it at this particular time. U.S. Eagles right now, gold eagles currently right now are trading at 1951. The Walking Liberty Half, I have a special going on at $16.94, which is $3 less than what I have on my website. You know, there's a lot of different things. I think the Campaign for Liberty coin is a valuable coin. Even if you just have one, it comes in a leatherette case, and it just, you know, it supports the Campaign for Liberty. You know, that's Ron Paul's movement. How many people would like to see Ron Paul be elected for president?
Well, you're right, Ted. Let me give people the toll-free number before we go into the final segment. It's 800-686-2237, and there's brokers there throughout the weekend. Ted, I know that you've told me that you're selling out of the stuff you bought earlier and that soon prices will go up. How much is it for the two silver dollars and the book and the video now?
$73 I'm still holding that at, even though prices have gone up over $10 in silver when I marked it at that level.
Yeah, folks, give them a call, 800-686-2237. And I can tell you that deal is going to be ending in about a week because we're selling out of the book and the video. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the big discount. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
All right, we've got a lot of key stuff coming up tonight. 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to look at radiation levels all over the planet, but especially in the Northern Hemisphere going way up. We're going to look at the latest on the Penn State situation and a lot more. Also, there's some new CIA briefing videos for Ronald Reagan that came out that you think are like Mr. Rogers. This is the Kremlin, Mr. President. That's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to play some clips of that tonight. Going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, side issue, but you're a guy who's been around the world, seen a lot of things, and you've talked about the degeneracy of the global elite. And I remember hearing this when I first got involved and really awake 17 years ago, and I was like, no, it's not true. But it really is everywhere. But working in U.S. intelligence, and then after that as the biggest private silver and gold broker, and living all over the world, I keep running into pedophiles at the highest levels everywhere, and they can't be more than a half percentage point of the population from what I've researched. I mean, who are these people? Are they as prevalent as it looks like? And what do you chalk it up to with this whole Penn State thing?
Well, it's hard to tell the origin of the motivation of the individual and others involved. A lot of bad decisions were made by officers of the university who are gone. And the football coach, he decided to keep his mouth shut and protect, I guess, his friend. And it cost him his whole career, really. And it's a shame that that's the choice he made. It was wrong. The prevalence of pedophilia at high levels has been there for many, many years. I've seen studies going back into the 1920s in the Midwest and Boys Town, and then starting in the 1950s, kidnapping children, never to be seen again, who were used in these sort of things. And I think what happens at the top, people feel that they're all powerful. They have experienced normal and abnormal sex with both genders, and they decided that it's time that they tried it out on children who are harmless. I mean, they can't fight back. And it gives a sense of empowerment. And at the same time, the other things that are involved for whoever brings this thing forward. And so at the top, you see lots of it. And I know George Bush isn't going to like this, but him and his father are real creatures. And I'm sure I'll hear about it, but that's just too bad. And his father is unbelievable. I went into a shop in Rome, and it was 1984, and I was looking at the newspaper, and actually I was on my way to Observatore Romano, which is a newspaper there, and there were several newspapers that said, Henry Kissinger is coming to town, hide your children. I mean, this is national newspapers. Now, you don't see that in America, but I actually saw that in a shop that sells newspapers in Rome.
Well, we know what goes on at Bohemian Grove right there. So, you know, if I didn't see some evidence of what you're saying, I'd have shut you down right there, Bob. It's incredible. We did a special report on it last night. It's at prisonplanet.tv. And I've got video of a family court judge saying to the father and the mother, I don't like how you're acting. I'm just going to take your children. Your children belong to me. And he just gets on a big power trip. See you back tonight and back this Sunday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.